This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. See, I love it when my friends listen to this show. It's a great honor. What a great honor. My friend Monty, probably one of the three smartest guys I've ever met in my entire life. Monty lives in Las Vegas, but he moved there from New York. He retired to Las Vegas. And one of the most brilliant businessmen I've ever met in my life. He can teach anyone a thing or two about business. He knows more in the tip of his finger than most people ever know in their whole lifetimes in their entire body. And Monty sent me an email just now. I just opened it. One of your best opening segments ever. You hit the nail on the head with all of your points. So that's great to hear things like that. Very nice to hear that my friends are listening to the show. And very nice to hear that they're impressed with the opening segment. And you know what, Monty, you'd be surprised. I don't know if he's still listening, but I don't remember anything I said in the opening segment. Nothing. I don't remember a damn thing I was talking about, except, I guess, the Supreme Court and the Christian Baker, I guess. I don't know. But in any case, I'm glad you enjoyed the segment, Monty. Maybe you remember more about it than I do. I get in the zone. I get in the zone, and I don't remember a single word I said. And then when it's over, people go, wow, great rant. And I go, really, what did I say? Anyway, this show is sponsored by a great, great company called Tangible Investments. They're the main title sponsor of the show. And in both the open of the first hour and open of the second hour, we always give them their kudos, their props. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm's coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coin along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Take down the phone number. We love taking your calls. 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. Rare that I have a guest at the top of the hour, but we wanted to jam him in because we already had two great guests today. And so we jammed him in because he has a story I think we all want to know about. His name is Mac Miller. He's a Republican candidate for Assembly District 5 in Nevada. And again, this is a national show, but my main home is still Las Vegas, Nevada. And what happens in Las Vegas spreads everywhere. And when they come after you because you're a conservative, they come after you in Nevada and everywhere else, and you need to hear about it. His website is MacMillerForNevada.com, MacMillerForNevada.com. And some really bad stuff came out over the weekend that, you know, Mac wants a chance to talk about and to respond to and to say that's not true. He's a Nevada Assembly candidate who was accused of deserting his army comrades during the Iraq War and pleading guilty to impersonating a police officer. Now, Mac, I've known you for years, and I always thought you were a great guy and a stand-up guy, and I also was tickled pink that we had an African-American Republican running for office. All good things. And I know you as a very well-spoken guy. All good things. So my question to you is, what the hell happened, and what the hell is everybody talking about? Deserted during the Iraq War? What happened? Right.
You know, I tell you, I've been going through this for the last 10 years, Wayne, and my decision to run for this district, before making the decision finally to run, I went over this over and over, and we knew that this would come out, and it has come out, which is fine by me, because it also brought out some other information that we'd been suspecting and that there were rumors about over the last couple of years, but it just wasn't there, and now that we found out that this rumor, there may be more to this rumor, and the rumor that I'm talking about is why charges were actually brought against me for allegedly deserting. Again, as I stated then, I did not quit. I was offered an opportunity out and did not take it. And I said, look, if you're going to try and push me out, then we're going to go to war. sorry for the use of that term, but we're going to go to war, and I'm not a quitter. Well, in a nutshell, it just, the way this worked out was horrific. I mean, I was injured, and I'm sitting here, I've got the medical reports from back in 2007 that shows my explosion injury and why
I. In other words, an IED, a roadside bomb? What kind of.
We pull security when we're in Iraq. We search houses. We search for ordnance. We search for bad guys. We go on missions all the time. It's obviously a very dangerous thing to do. And I was trained as an infantry soldier out of Fort Benning, and I was assigned to my unit straight from basic training, sent straight to Germany. When I got to my unit, my unit was out in the field training. So I in processed and never had one opportunity to train with my unit. Because when they were done training in Germany, we immediately were deployed to Iraq. I mean, so much so that I'd never seen the inside of a Stryker until really the day or the workings of it until the day that we went into Baghdad for the very first time that I was there. I had to put my hand on the toggle switch to let the ramp down so I didn't forget where it was when we finally got situated in sector. But, While securing and while defending a rear position in Baghdad, covering my team's rear, an explosion went off, and it threw me into a wall some 15 feet, and another soldier had to grab me, drag me in. We had to take up positions, and normally when that happens, we start receiving small arms fire. But this particular instance, we didn't receive any small arms fire after that, because usually that's an ambush setup situation and used to knock us off our guard, and then, of course, they attack us. But in this instance, there was no small arms fire afterwards. We were waiting for it. It never happened. I reported my injuries, and you don't even have to report them. I mean, they're there. Your unit and your team knows this. And this is what confused me. This is what I didn't understand. Number one, I got treated. I was sent on leave immediately. I didn't request leave. I didn't have the authority to request leave. I was told to go on leave, and that's what some soldiers don't get to request. Some soldiers, their commander says, oh, you're coming up on leave. Go to leave.
Let me ask you a question, Mac. Do you have proof that you can show to the voters that you were treated for injuries? That's the first question.
Yeah, so earlier today, I was on Kevin's show, on Kevin Wall's show, and I had the documents in front of me and showed them to Kevin Wall. I've been making a habit of keeping them in my pocket with me everywhere I go. I've had to scan them and make extra copies and hide them all over the city in case my office is raided and documents are trying to get destroyed or taken like they did with the president's lawyers. I keep it with me, along with the letters from my unit, and there's the same unit, but two different companies and divisions. That I went back to support letters from soldiers supporting me, soldiers that knew me, that worked with me. The soldiers that are saying these negative things about me, I didn't even know them. I mean, I don't know who they are, particularly one soldier, which was my squad leader. I didn't even remember him, but I mean, something could be argued that maybe that has something to do with the explosion. But the most important thing I want the voters to know is that, number one, I'm going to give a perfect example. The Army, the military, has a separate area of laws. It's called the UCMJ. Works completely different than civilian laws. The military has a 96% success rate in prosecutions. That means that if you get charged with anything, and you can get charged with things in the military like not paying your credit card bill and get a criminal charge against you, things that don't even exist in the civilian world. And I still chose, when they made an offer to me, when the medical doctors, when the majors here in the States, while I was on leave, said, it's gonna take him a lot longer to recover. You can't just give him 2 weeks off and think he's gonna be able to be back. He needs to stay here and treat the therapy that I was undergoing. Have the documents, they're laid out in front of us.
Was this a back injury or what happened?
Yes, it was a back injury. I, as of a couple years back as well, had back surgery stemming from this ongoing deal and other, injuries or whatever, but it was a back injury. It was a severe back injury. I was put on what's called a dead man's profile. A dead man's profile. Whenever you get injured in the military, you get checked out by the doctors. They give you a report to take back to your unit or your commanders or whomever you're reporting to, and it says all the things you can and cannot do. It says yes for things, it says no for things. A dead dead man's profile is essentially a medical report that you give back to your unit, like a doctor's note. That's an official form document. It's a DA form 3349. And it says you can either do this or you can't. Mine says no, straight across the entire form. No walking, no lifting, no running, I'm not deployable, no this, no that. That's called the dead man's profile. I can stand for 30 minutes. I can sit for 30 minutes.
Do you have that dead man's profile?
Yes. So I have not just one. And this is another thing that was concerning. I have dead men's profiles for every 3 months for years. A profile is supposed to be a 3 month temporary thing. If, in fact, injuries haven't been corrected or you haven't healed, then it's supposed to go to a permanent profile after 3 months. I have a stack here of dead man profiles that every 3 months, even though I was treating on a weekly basis, every 3 months they would just give me another 3 month temporary profile.
All right, so hold on. You got to let me get in and get a few questions, because I always maintain credibility.
Yes.
Even if I like somebody and I want to believe them and I want to trust them, I still have to ask you the hard questions so my audience knows.
Please do.
Okay. So this isn't a he said, she said only. You were convicted, I thought, of desertion. Weren't you court-martialed?
Exactly.
So weren't you able to show them these dead men? You have all this proof.
Oh,
why
yes.
Didn't you show it to them?
Again, 96% conviction rate. This is if Metro.
Well, you should have been the 4%, man.
I should have been the 4%, but there's certain things that couldn't get investigated, and the things that couldn't get investigated was the fact that this was just going on a was he there or wasn't he not? It was like an open and show, open and close case for them.
All right, but all these years knowing you're going to run for office, why wouldn't you go get it cleaned up before you run for office?
Well,
you know the liberals are going to bring it up.
Right. Well, I didn't know I was going to run for office all these years. Actually, my decision to run for office actually just came about last year at the beginning.
But you had to know this would come out. You got to.
Oh, yes. Oh, no. Of course. You know, Wayne, I knew that this would come out. Now, and when I decided to run, I knew
right,
this would come
on.
Out.
Hold on, Mac. We got to go next. Hold on. I'll keep you on for another segment. Hold on. Because you got to answer that question, and you got to answer the impersonating a police officer. What the hell are you thinking? What is that about? You knew this would come up if you ran for office. So you got to be able to answer this now with me, because you're going to get it from the liberals when you run. If you win this primary, you're going to have to answer the same question. So hold on. Don't go anywhere. Got to take care of our wonderful sponsors. Wayne Allyn Root. War now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space, and over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, Wayne Alaroot, War Now. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Healthcare unaffordable. If you do have healthcare, it covers very little. There is a better way. I am living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. I did. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time. Do it today. 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. I put my family's lives, my four kids, in the hands of Liberty HealthShare. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Don't forget that they saved me $18,000 last year. They will save me $18,000 this year. That's $36,000 over 2 years. Could you use an extra $36,000? So call 855-58-LIBERTY or go online to libertyhealthshare.org. libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring this show. All right, so we come right back on with Mac Miller Part 2. It was kind of a fascinating story. I wanted to hear more from Mac. I was planning it to be a one-segment interview, but let's keep it tight because we only have about 4 minutes or so before we're out. GOP candidate, Assembly District 5 in Nevada, but it's a national story because he's a Republican candidate. He's been accused of, A, deserting Army comrades during Iraq War, and, B, pleading guilty to impersonating a police officer. So give me the Iraq War close on that one. I just think if you're going to run for office, you had to get this thing cleaned up. Why didn't you get it cleaned up? If you have all the proof, are you going to bring that to the RJ, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and show them and lay it out in front of them so they can put the other side of the story out there?
Oh, yes, it's going to them. The records that I have is going to them. I didn't have them at the time. They weren't accessible. They were, you know, under lock and key, and it was, I couldn't get to them fast enough, but I have them now. They'll be getting the documentation. It's real simple. Someone didn't want proof of why I was injured in Iraq to be, it was friendly fire. They didn't want that to show up. It was easy enough for to ask me to leave. I refused. They decided the only way out is to find a way to get this guy out, and a court martial was the one that did it.
I thought it was an explosion of some kind. Why is it friendly fire?
The reason for me being hit in the explosion was because someone didn't tell, or someone in the command may have not have gotten it down to our squad to tell us that we were too close to this order. That our EOD units were blowing up.
Oh, so it was your ordinance. I get it.
It was bad guys' ordinance, but when we find it and the EOD comes and they blow it up. So what they're supposed to do is they're supposed to tell all units to get back, secure a position, we're blowing this up. I was never told why.
Right. I mean, well, it's a sucky situation because if the records are right, they call you a hero who's been injured and you get a Purple Heart. If the records are wrong, they call you a deserter and you're court-martialed and everybody says terrible things about you. And so
exactly.
All it is somebody's record-keeping is what you are saying.
Exactly. And that's
except
why I said...
Except you did plead guilty to a court-martial, did you not?
No. I did not plead guilty to a court-martial. I said no to... When they offered to let me out without a court-martial, which is what any sane person, I guess they would say, would do, hey... You can leave, and we won't court-martial you. No, that's me quitting. I said, I'm not a quitter. You're going to have to court-martial me. And sure enough, 2 years later or whatever it was, after I had gone back to my unit, new company, and worked on a dead man's profile, then they court-martialed me. And they offered it to me again. Hey, we're about to court-martial you. Go ahead and take this out and just go on your way. And I said, absolutely not. I'm not a quitter. I would rather go down in flames, regardless of how bad it looks or whatever the charge may be, than quit. Especially when I know I didn't do something.
You had to know when you ran for office that this would come up and be a huge issue, Mac.
Oh, yes, right. Of course, but it's something that I can't prevent from coming up. It's something that I can address when it does. It's something that I can show the evidence, which I have, of why it's out there. That is something that's going to haunt me for the rest of my life. If more news comes out and it gets investigated, there are rumors that now the records from the unit are being pulled and being investigated. And when they find out that my records are accurate, they're going to wonder why this soldier wasn't put on a permanent profile. Because if you put me on a permanent profile, you have to investigate why the soldier got injured. No permanent profile.
Saying, now I'm understanding the light bulb's going. If you're saying this whole thing is a cover-up and they made you the fall guy is what it comes down to.
That's it.
It's a tough thing to overcome in politics, my man. I hope you can do this because I like you and I think you're a good person. And I think people have to understand that you went in the military in the first place. 99% of us never go in the military. You were willing to go. That's
exactly.
Your bravery right there. So I think you're a good man. So I hope you got the proof and the goods. Bring it to the Las Vegas newspaper and please lay it out in front of them and make them do another story with a response to this, okay? Mac, the music's on. We got to run. We never got a chance to explain everything. But that's the limitations of radio, you know? Mac Miller for Nevada is his website. Let him know what you think. Mac Miller for Nevada. You believe him? You don't believe him? That's up to you. I think he's a good guy, but I don't know what happened in Iraq. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
War now!
USA Radio News.
President Trump took to Twitter today to say that he has a right to pardon himself, but suggested that he won't use that power, adding that the special counsel is, quote, unconstitutional. Today at the White House press briefing, Sarah Sanders was asked if the president would, in fact, pardon himself.
Thankfully, the president hasn't done anything wrong and wouldn't have any need for a pardon.
But does he actually rule out doing that? I mean, does he rule out ever issuing a pardon for himself?
Once again, thankfully, the president hasn't done anything wrong and therefore wouldn't need one.
Today, the Supreme Court ruled that a Christian baker's religious liberty was violated when Colorado's Civil Rights Commission penalized him for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. Steve Mulroy is a University of Memphis law professor. He was asked about this case and what it means long-term.
I think it'll be very difficult for the court to give some sort of blanket exemption to people who have even sincere religious objections.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Wayne Allery, welcome back. Landis Tax Group is the sponsor of this segment of the show. The three words that put the most fear into the English language are IRS. Everybody's scared to death of that IRS term, and I had my own IRS experience, and I searched nationally for the most notable and prestigious tax attorney, and I chose Sam Landis. You don't get a better endorsement than that, right? The host of the show loves Sam Landis. He saved my life. Not only did he fix my IRS problem once, he did it twice. I walked away unscathed, and I didn't owe a cent. The attorneys at Landis Tax Group have resolved over 8,500 tax cases. It's time to put the power of a real tax attorney and a real tax law firm at your side for one low, flat monthly fee. When you call, you'll have a free consultation with a tax attorney, not a salesman, no hype, no sales, no BS. You'll hear exactly what you'll pay and exactly how long it'll take, and you'll be shocked how inexpensive it is. And because you're talking to an attorney, your call is protected by attorney-client privilege, very important. Call the Landis Tax Group at 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U. Numerically, it's 800-934-3578. 800-934-3578 is 800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U. All right, Landis Tax Group, thank you for sponsoring the show. Without further ado, it's our great guest, Byron Henry, on the phone. Dialis Fort Worth attorney and constitutional scholar. His website is solidcounsel.com, solidcounsel.com. And the topic is that the Supreme Court sides with a Colorado baker who refused to make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. I mean, that's great news. I think I opened the show talking about it. I think happy days are here in America again. No small credit goes to Donald Trump, I think. It just so happens, pure coincidence, good rulings keep coming in with Trump as president. Bad rulings, like the Obamacare ruling, kept coming in while Obama was president. I don't think that's a coincidence, and I don't think it's a surprise. I think the Supreme Court's on our side nowadays, but it is surprising that it was a 7-2 ruling. So let's start with what Byron Henry thinks. I mean, it's good that the Christian baker is off the hook. I thought the whole thing is ludicrous. Go make the cake somewhere else. No one's putting a gun to your head and saying you can't make the cake. We hate gay people. They're just telling you we don't want to make it. Could you go somewhere else? It's not a crime, is it?
Well, you'd think from the way that these bakers are treated and other business people were treated in some states that it was a crime, a heinous crime based on the punishment they received, which included, by the way, just as a side note, not just a fine and not just orders to post things, but orders to go to anti-discrimination sessions to learn how not to think the way you think about same-sex marriage, which is basically like one of those re-education camps.
Right.
Basically. So
I was going to say Cambodian communist re-education camp is what that sounds like to me. Exactly.
Well, I think Justice Kennedy didn't like the sound of that either. That was part of the penalty in this case, and certainly that is basically another example of the left getting an inch, such as same-sex marriage being legalized in a very close 5-4 decision a few years ago, and wanting to take a mile by basically bludgeoning everyone over the head with it and making everyone agree on the issue as opposed to just allowing same-sex marriage to happen in the United States.
All right. What you got to explain to me is I think today's ruling is good, but does today's ruling mean that I own a bakery, I'm a Christian, I believe in Jesus Christ, and a guy walks in and says, I want you to bake a gay wedding cake or a Muslim wedding cake or whatever it is that supposedly offends my religious beliefs and my religious vows and my religious sensibilities and my common sense and other things like that. And I take offense to it and I say, listen, I don't hate you. I'm not against you. Go have your wedding. I'm not stopping you. I just don't want to do it. Is that person, the next one who does that, going to not be in trouble, or it's going to start all over again because this solved nothing?
Well, the Supreme Court did not rule today specifically on the question of whether or not a person could refuse to design and create a custom wedding cake for a same-sex marriage based on religious objections. But the clues from the decision give you an idea of how the court might address that, at least how five justices might address that, and that is simply that they drew a huge distinction between selling goods and services generally available to the public, and designing and creating custom things for specific occasions to celebrate occasions. If that didn't matter, Justice Kennedy wouldn't have spent so much time drawing those distinctions. And the reason I think he's drawing those distinctions so that in the next case they can say, hey, we never said you could refuse service to people that you don't like or whatnot. What we said was you can't be forced to personally create a message that celebrates something that offends your religious beliefs. And I think that is where this is going in the future, though the court didn't rule expressly today on that issue. There were a lot of clues that said that there are five votes to say, if you walk into a Jewish bakery and you want somebody to celebrate a, you know, make a cake to celebrate a Nazi rally, a Jewish baker can refuse to design a custom cake to,
right,
to celebrate a rally, you know, a Nazi,
right,
party rally.
Makes sense.
Like, and so, and by the way,
but
that's
they still
not
have
new
to sell
rule.
You a regular cake. They can't say because you're a Nazi, I refuse to sell you a regular cake that's sitting in the, you know, in the glass, whatever you call it, you know, the thing where it display, the glass display. You still have to sell it to someone. Just because you're a Nazi doesn't mean you got to say to them, I will not sell you a cake that I just baked that's sitting here. But if they say they want a special cake with a Nazi giving a middle finger to Jews and you're Jewish, you could say, that offends my sensibilities. I'm not making you that cake. Go somewhere else. That makes sense to me. Both of those make total sense, does it not?
Yes, and the courts ruled in other cases that that print shops don't have to print you know, Confederate flags or swastikas on shirts,
right,
or on so offensive message. The real key here was is the right wanted to make this a pure free speech case, that this is a message endorsing same-sex marriage. The left wanted to make it, oh, this is just selling anyone a cake, like walking in and buying a box of cookies, and they're saying gay people can't shop here. And it was neither of those cases. It was somewhere in the middle, and Justice Kennedy, instead of working it out in this difficult case, said, you know what, I don't have to decide that today, because the Colorado Commission was so overtly hostile and unfair based on Mr. Phillips's Christian beliefs that I can rule on that grounds, that the government was hostile to a particular religious faith, and I can kick the order on that grounds, and that's what he did.
All right, so overall, you consider yourself, I assume, a conservative or just a constitutionalist, not necessarily conservative?
I think I'm a conservative on social issues, but this is more along the constitutional grounds anyway. This is a constitutional conservative issue, and that's definitely what I consider myself.
Right. So tell me, where do we go now, Byron Henry? His website is solidcounsel.com. He's a constitutional scholar and a Dallas-Fort Worth attorney. Where do we go now with the following conundrum, okay? I'm just going to give you an example. I'm Jewish by birth, and let's just say that a Jew walks into a gay Jew, okay? How about a woman, a gay lesbian Jew, walks into a Muslim bakery in Dearborn, Michigan, and says, I want you to make me a cake. And the Muslim behind the stand says, I will never make you one. You're Jewish and you're gay. You disgust me. You're filthy. You should die. Go away. Is that a lawsuit? Or does the government have a right to put them out of business for that? And I argued in my opening segment that even though I'm Jewish, by the way, I'm straight, I'm not gay, so that has nothing to do with this argument, but in this case, it does have something to do with the argument in that bakery, which might turn off the Muslim baker. Does he or she have a right to turn down the service of a gay Jewish customer making a request to make a cake in that Muslim bakery? I'm betting the government would never go after that Muslim bakery the same way they went after that Christian bakery in Colorado and another one I know of in Oregon, and I think a few more around the country. I think it's selective persecution by government.
Well, Justice Kennedy certainly found that using examples where the Colorado Commission had in fact allowed bakers to opt out of baking cakes they disagreed with the message. And in fact, Justice Kennedy said that the reason that the Colorado Commission gave for that is because they found the messages those bakers were requested to endorse offensive, and Justice Kennedy took them to task and basically said it's not the government's job to determine
right.
what messages are offensive. But
right.
to your point, Wayne, the real issue is not status. You cannot, under most anti-discrimination laws, refuse to serve someone based on their status, meaning because you're Jewish, a Muslim cannot refuse you service. He can't refuse to make you a cake, can't refuse to sell you a box of cookies. What he can do is, what I believe, this court didn't rule this, but what I believe the law is he can refuse to perform a service for you that he wouldn't perform for anyone else, and that is make a cake celebrating things or affirming positions or principles or positions that offend his or her sincerely held religious beliefs. So if they came in and said, I want a cake for a bris and I want the Star of David on it and I want the Jewish flag and I want or for a
bar
mitzvah, I believe under the case law, if the court finds, as they seem to today, that designing and creating a custom cake to celebrate a certain occasion is a message of endorsement. If that's true, then that baker could legitimately say, no, thank you. I won't bake that cake for anyone. Even if a Muslim walked in or a non-Jew walked in and asked for that cake with the Israeli flag on it, unlikely. But if it happened, they would say, I wouldn't bake it for them because it's the message of endorsing this, celebrating this event and this status of, for instance, Israel, which is a political position. You know, a lot of Muslims don't believe Israel exists or should
exist. Has a right to exist, right.
That's right. So they might refuse to make any cake that has the Star of David or a Jewish flag on it. I believe that's probably protected.
And what's funny, Byron, is I would stand with them because I don't think any business owner should be forced to do something they find reprehensible. Now, I personally, as a Jew who loves Israel, would find them disgusting, and yet I'd fight on their side because they have a right to determine what they do with their own time in their own store. They invested maybe $500,000 of money to build a bakery. I respect them for working 16 hours a day. I may hate everything about their political views. I'm not a big fan of Muslim immigration into the United States, especially if they believe in Sharia law, especially if they want to conquer America. But guess what? I'd stand on the side of the Muslims, even as a Jew, because they have a right to tell me, go screw yourself, I'm not making you an Israeli cake. I agree with that.
I think the Supreme Court would agree with you as well.
There you go. That's what America's about. You don't always agree with everything of people's views, but you agree with their right to do it or say it. It's called freedom. If you don't like it, go somewhere else. I don't know why people can't figure that out. Change the channel. If you don't like my show, don't fight my sponsors. Change the channel. You have no right to fight that. That's my problem with liberals. Conservatives, as you know, Byron, don't do this kind of stuff. I don't want to put a Muslim baker out of business, even if I don't like what he stands for. I won't do it. And liberals just have no hesitation to try and destroy our lives. Just amazing. Hey, Byron, thanks for everything. Thanks for coming on. SolidCounsel.com is his website. Dallas Fort Worth attorney, constitutional scholar. That's why I had him on specifically to talk about this very important constitutional case that was decided today by the Supreme Court. Wayne Allyn, more now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now!
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, it's only been about a little less than 4 weeks. It's been about 3.25 weeks that I've been on this program from Cenogenics. What a difference. Oh, my gosh. I mean, first of all, this is the most high-tech, comprehensive medical exam I've ever had in my life. It's an amazing clinic, Cenogenics. They don't call it anti-aging. That's not their claim. It's not anti-aging, but it's slowing down the aging process. It's stalling the aging process. Founded in 1997, treated over 35,000 patients in the USA and worldwide, highly trusted by physicians and their families as they represent 25% of the patient base. Based on an integral study, patients typically see an average of 30% reduction of their body fat in the first year on the program. Free consultation available, no obligation. For your free, no obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER as in the opposite of older, right? You don't want to be older. You want to be younger. 888-YOUNGER, Younger, or register at Cenogenics.com. Here's my personal experience. I'm Mr. Health and Fitness, but I'm not a doctor, right? I just read a lot of stuff over the years in magazines and books and online, but that's not the same as being a doctor. They assigned me an MD who's a fitness nut who had the most incredible body at the age of 50 any guy's ever had, and he said, I'm going to get you a body just like this, and he taught me how to work out in a specific way. He taught me how to eat in a specific way. He taught me how to take vitamins in a specific way. He taught me how to take hormones in a specific way. And after 8-hour day of tests and physical, found some things wrong in my body that could have added up to really serious medical issues, not even way down the line, but very soon. and we're going to reverse them all. Synagenics. I've dramatically changed my diet, my exercise, my vitamin routine, my protein intake, everything. And so call them, 888 Younger. You're gonna watch, if you watch my Newsmax TV show, you're going to watch me literally metamorphosize, change overnight over the next 3 months. It's going to be unbelievable, I say, when the three-month period comes. And this has only been about 3 weeks, and I already see the difference. I met someone at a restaurant the other night, and it's an old buddy from Miami, and he's in for business, a sponsor of this show. And he's like, oh, my God, what are you doing? You look like a bodybuilder. I said, come on. He said, no, you look huge. Your muscles are huge. I said, I just started training and eating and, you know, slamming protein day and night. I just started doing that 3 weeks ago. I can't believe it's already different. Oh, my God, I see it. That's how quick it happened. So that's pretty cool. 888 Younger. Toll free from anywhere in the United States, 888 Younger, or register at Synagenics.com. Thank you for being the sponsor of the show, by the way, and for giving Wayne Root, making me the guinea pig. So I'm going to do this for all of my listeners and all of my viewers, and you're going to see my body change and my face change overnight. Fitness, I was already fit, so that was the good news. All right, let's talk about some other issues in the news. First of all, Trump says the Philadelphia Eagles won't attend the White House ceremony amid national anthem dispute. Can you imagine how stupid these players are? If I didn't have a reason already to hate the Eagles, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. I hate the Eagles so much that I couldn't hate a team more than I hate the Philadelphia Eagles. And now they've announced they're not going to visit the White House to celebrate their own Super Bowl win. Morons. What a moron they are. And then you've got Ben Stein. Ben Stein was if I'm not mistaken, was a never-Trumper. He hated Trump. He's a Republican, but he never liked Trump. And even he's been won over. See, there's an example of a smart guy that I can get behind. Ben Stein says Mr. Trump has a kind of magic he gives off, and manufacturing jobs are up 322,000 since Trump took office. 256,000 manufacturing jobs are created just in the past 2 months. That's more than the last 30 months combined. 322,000 since Trump took office. So author, actor, and lawyer Ben Stein was on TV today discussing the Trump's jobs boom, and he praised Trump for the manufacturing miracle. Isn't that funny? That's what I just wrote about, Trump's miracle, for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And I've got a new one I just submitted to Fox News called The Trump Miracle. He's even better than Reagan. And Ben Stein said, the magic wand is optimism. Business runs on optimism. Optimism is the heartbeat of the economy. I think everyone in the hiring end of the world is optimistic. Now the government is not going to stomp on their oxygen hose and is not going to do anything tricky to stamp them down, to keep them down. It's been sort of a miracle. I mean, I hate to think maybe I'm dreaming this and I'm going to wake up and it's not true, but it's a miraculous recovery. Mr. Trump has a kind of magic he gives off. And this is what I predicted. This is what I told everybody would happen. And I hit the nail on the head. Trump is a miracle worker, and that's why I pitched his book for Humanix, which is the Newsmax publisher. And the book is about Donald Trump and how fantastic he is. And what's one of the biggest rules in every speech I give out? Optimism. You got to be positive. Nothing good ever comes from being negative. Nothing. You have to be optimistic about your own chances in life. Now, this is where people miss something. A lot of people say, wow, Wayne, you're really optimistic. You were the guy that kept us in the game and told us Trump would win the election. But a lot of other people, liberals, say, wow, what a negative guy Wayne Root is. He's always slamming liberals and slamming Democrats and slamming Hillary and slamming Obama. See, you miss the point of positive thinking. I don't have to be positive about you. I just have to be positive about me. And I'm positive about me. I'm positive about what Trump's going to do for me. I'm positive about what Trump's going to do for millions of small business owners in America. But I don't have to be positive about you, liberal Democrat commie traitors. I don't like you. I don't want to like you. I'm never going to like you. You're traitors to your own country. I'm a patriot. I don't like traitors. So you could be both angry and positive at the same time. I'm positive about me. I'm positive about Trump. But I don't want anything you do to work out successfully because you want to destroy me. Would I want you to succeed destroying the United States of America? Do I want Obama to succeed destroying the United States of America? Destroying small business people? Wiping out the middle class? His hate for the police, his hate for the military, his hate for small business people, you didn't build that? I have no interest in you succeeding. I'm a positive thinker about me and conservatives. The rest of you, middle finger, baby.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035. Ooh.